spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There's an important phone call scheduled for tomorrow morning between President Trump and Russian President Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
We are on the 10th yard line of peace, and we've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment. And the president, as you know, is determined to get one done.
CBS's Holly Williams is in Kiev, where there is nervous anticipation.
They'll be talking about land and power plants. Now, to give you some context for that, Russia currently occupies around 20% of Ukrainian territory, and that includes the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And fighting in that area has frequently sparked fears of a nuclear disaster during this war.
At this hour, a federal judge was to hear arguments about whether the White House ignored his order to halt the deportation of hundreds of migrants over the weekend. CBS's Scott McFarlane is following.
Attorneys representing those with connections to Venezuela who are challenging the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act have asked federal judge James Boasberg here in Washington to order the Trump administration detail when the flight took off, when the flight landed in El Salvador, and whether it violated the judge's order.
The Department of Justice wants the judge removed. President Trump says he will nullify President Biden's pardons because Biden used an auto pen. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This is just a spurious claim by Donald Trump to try to scare those individuals who got the preemptive pardons at the end of the Biden administration.
Many of the pardons were designed to protect people from retaliation by Trump. There are some new developments in the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. Matt Piper has that.
Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy, called a medical concierge service in New Mexico a day after authorities previously reported her last known activity. It was 2 weeks before she and Hackman were found dead in their home. She was last seen shopping on February 11th. Cell phone records show she made three calls the next morning to that medical service. They called back in the afternoon, but she never answered. Investigators say he died of heart disease, she from a rare respiratory illness spread mainly by rodents. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump says he will hold Iran directly responsible for any future attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. And Charlie Daggett reports from the Pentagon the U.S. has stepped up its deterrence.
What we're seeing now is an escalation. And Defense Secretary Hegseth said yesterday there will be an unrelenting attack on the Houthis. We've been given a sort of indication that this might just be the first salvo of what might be an extended campaign.
The Houthis have been attacking ships in the Red Sea. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents have the opportunity to get some face time with one of our senators this week. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour with a stop scheduled for Racine Thursday. Where exactly isn't known yet. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones back in February, Racine is now seeking applications for a new 2nd District representative. People living in the South Side District that are interested must have their letters of interest and resumes into the city by next Monday. There's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow night. Details of the Common Council agenda and a breakdown can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Both Park and the Prairie School are getting ready to compete in the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament, with both games this week airing on WRJN. The Prairie School plays Thursday with live coverage starting at 6 p.m. The Park Panthers play on Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. If everything works out, both final championship games will also be broadcast live on these airwaves. And the Racine Common Council has passed a new law requiring food trucks to be closed by 1 a.m. The regulation, meant to address safety concerns, prohibits food trucks from operating between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bow to the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Doc Rivers says about the only guy to play with any effort last night was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis really came with the right intentions, and I thought there's games, guys, that you have in the year that one team has understands the bigness of the game and the other team doesn't. And you can feel it, you can see it.
The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. College basketball, Marquette headed to the NCAA tournament for the fourth year in a row. They'll play New Mexico Friday night. The Badgers got into the big dance. They'll take on Montana on Thursday after losing in the finals of the Big Ten tournament to Michigan yesterday, 59-53.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they give us and how they played today, other than we didn't make shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. Right now, it's 44.
Say goodnight. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Diane.
Hey there, Kurt.
Diane Carlson is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council. You always have such great ideas of things to do in the community, and they all have to do with the arts, of course. So what are we highlighting today?
Well, do you know what today is, Kurt?
What is today?
Today is the first day of Jazz Week at UW Parkside.
Oh, okay.
Every night this week, from Monday, March 17th through Friday the 21st, there is a jazz concert at 7 p.m. in the Bedford Concert Hall at the Parkside Rita Building. This is both a big deal and a really great deal. The concerts on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are free.
Okay.
The concerts on Thursday and Friday are just
$10. All right, that is a good deal.
It's a very good deal. The headline duo on Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m., will express their Bolivian, Brazilian, and Puerto Rican roots in a variety of instruments, including a strong drum influence. Hmm. I looked them up, and their music online is absolutely haunting.
Okay.
Friday night, March 21st at 7 p.m., the concert features the Parkside Jazz Ensemble, but they're joined by special guest ensembles from Case, Horlick, Park, Union Grove, and Walden 3 High Schools. The three free concerts are in the evening. There's a bonus free concert on Friday at noon and two more evenings for just $10. It's an amazing opportunity to sample some music.
Basically, you're getting six concerts for $20.
Or you're just going to go to the free ones. Okay. But I suggest all six for $20 if you can make it because it's fun. More details are on the Parkside website. That website is uwp.edu/the Rita. And then you just scroll down to Jazz Week. Of course, you can Google it. Jazz Week at Parkside in the Rita.
UWP.edu.
Yes.
And by the way, your events calendar on your website is where?
That is at RacineArtsCouncil.org. And you'll find these details there, too.
All right. Very good. Diane Carlson, executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for what's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Keep listening for details on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize, too. Download the Civic Media app to play along. Details on the way, on the air, and online at WRJN.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing's really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go to Ready and offer you cash to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-551-READY. 888-551-REDY.
Furnished by Bid My Listing.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. That's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Your love.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? 20 million acres of what fruit are planted worldwide every year? The answer? Grapes.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till the nose went. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also has tips on marketing and advertising. All you need to do is sign up at WRJN.com. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fire at a Kenosha County commercial building was put out quickly this morning. It was a large response at the Southwire Company and their building in Pleasant Prairie on 95th Avenue. Crews from Summers, Antioch, and Caledonia were called in to help. We're working on learning more, but it doesn't appear there were any injuries. Racine's basketball scene is buzzing. Both Park and the Prairie School are getting ready to compete in the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament, with both games this week airing on WRJN. The Prairie School plays Thursday with live coverage starting at 6 p.m. The Park Panthers play on Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. If everything works out, both final championship games will also be broadcast live on these airwaves. A registered sex offender in Racine County was arrested for allegedly filming children at a local grade school. 43-year-old Paul Shelton was arrested and faces multiple charges, including failure to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. Racine residents have the opportunity to get some FaceTime with one of our senators this week. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour with a stop scheduled for Racine Thursday. Where exactly isn't known yet. It's called a Hands Off My Medicaid Tour, with other stops including La Crosse, Madison, and Waukesha. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. Currently, 46 degrees.
Far too many of you died. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. And anytime we want to talk about outer space, we talk with Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right, it's been a few weeks, a couple of weeks anyway, since we've talked, and some things have been happening in space since we last chatted.
Yes, they have. And one of the most important ones, I would say, is that the longest week in history is about to come to an end.
Oh, do say.
Yes. So we have chatted several times over the past many months about Butch and Sonny, the two astronauts who went up to the space station and then their spacecraft had a bit of trouble and it went back to Earth without them. And they've been up there for quite some time, despite the fact that they were only supposed to be up there for a week.
And they're coming back tomorrow?
They are, yes, provided everything works out. But Since they're leaving the space station, coming back to Earth, that is a much easier task than going up there in the first place. So should happen.
Last week, the replacement crew came and docked with the International Space Station, so they get to come home tomorrow. So what else is happening?
Well, we have had a bit of, in the words of Yogi Berra, some deja vu all over again.
Okay.
Because the Starship, which is the big rocket that SpaceX is hoping to take people eventually to Mars on, basically had a complete repeat of its previous test flight. It flew up and it exploded in space and it rained stuff down all over the Caribbean in pretty much an exact repeat of the previous test flight.
Now, has the FAA grounded them again? Because didn't they ground them the last time they had something explode like that?
Yeah, that happens pretty much every time something like this happens. That'll end up happening.
All right. Anything else that we should know about space-wise?
There is one more thing about the sixth planet in our solar system, my personal favorite, right. Saturn.
I was just going to say, I had to count out here. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn. Okay.
Saturn is sometimes called the king of the moons because it has a lot of moons. Up until about a week ago, it had 146 that we knew about. And then we learned recently that it has 128 more that we did not yet know about. So we almost doubled the amount of moons that we know about around Saturn.
Well, how did we just recently discover these?
Yeah, so there's a telescope in Hawaii. And basically what they did was they took a whole bunch of pictures of Saturn and then put them all on top of each other. And that allowed these very dim objects to be visible because all those being on top of each other really built up. And so the people who discovered these with this telescope, they said, this is about the most that we can do from Earth-based telescopes that we have right now. So until we get any bigger, better telescopes or we send something out to Saturn, this is probably as most as we're going to find for the moment. Mm. But it's a pretty tremendous find to get 128 moons all at once.
Who gets to name them?
Usually with space objects, people who discover these things get kind of first dibs on them. For the vast majority of things, they don't take them up on that, because if you're discovering 128 moons all at once, You're probably not going to name all of them because there are rules that you have to follow. So a lot of the moons are going to have names of either Norse or Inuit gods. Mm. And so now people are going to kind of have to go start digging up really obscure ones because of just how many there are.
Steve.
Well, you say that, but the planet after Saturn, Uranus, its original name was George, the guy who discovered it. He called it George at first. Nice. So.
All right. Very good. Is that going to wrap up Starman for today?
I think it is. Yes.
All right. Very good. There's Teddy Volman. He keeps us up to date with all things space. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I'm Kurt Volman on WRJ.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I really love you.
Baum for Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, farming is still a big thing around here, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke in her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings from 5 till 6. Plus, she's got reports throughout the day, too, so keep up to date on all things agriculture. It's all part of the Local News and Timeless Hits that we present here on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Baird was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Baird is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. No. And I don't know if I- salvation, don't be slow. I'm alone, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I shall talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The White House today defended deporting more than 200 migrants, many of them, it claims, are members of a Venezuelan gang. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
These are heinous monsters, rapists, murderers, kidnappers, sexual assaulters, predators who have no right to be in this country, and they must be held accountable.
CBS's Jennifer Jacobs on the White House argument.
They do have the legal authority that they've looked into the law on this. The members of these gangs have been designated as foreign terrorists.
A federal judge wants to know if the White House ignored his warning to stop the deportation flights. He's demanding specific information on the flight times and where the planes landed by noon tomorrow. The administration is claiming it can't disclose that for security reasons and wants the judge removed. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It's somewhat of a risky strategy by President Trump, because even Chief Justice Roberts has said that court orders must be taken seriously and followed. But Trump keeps pushing.
President Trump has a phone call scheduled with Russia's president.
What's happening in Ukraine is not good, but we're going to see if we can work a peace agreement, a ceasefire and peace, and I think we'll be able to do it. I'm speaking to President Putin tomorrow morning.
President Trump has warned Iran that it will suffer the consequences of more attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. They are backed by Iran. The U.S. has stepped up strikes against the group. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell.
This campaign will be relentless to degrade their capability and to open up shipping lanes in the region.
The Houthis have been attacking